Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, boys and girls. Welcome to the Balance's 15-minute wrap-up. Join Tom and that redneck from Philly, Kevin, and $2 Bill Josh as they wrap up today's sports.
Hello.
Josh, are you with us?
Hey, Tom, what's up?
All right. I think we were having some technical difficulties, but I think we are good to go now. Welcome, Josh, to the wrap up. I know we've got a lot to wrap up, and I see that you're here on two lines, so I'm going to drop you on one. Are you still there? Josh, are you still there? I apologize about that, guys. I tell you what, modern technology some days gets the best of us. So hopefully we'll get Josh back on the line. Boy, what a day. Like I was saying, the day started out kind of rough. My wife had a flat tire on the truck, and here in the subdivision they had a water main break. So I tell you what, and now we're having the difficulties that we're having here with the wrap-up. And I think we got Josh back. Josh, do we have you now?
Yeah, I'm here, Tom. Sorry about the technical difficulties. We'll get it worked out.
Oh, we'll get it worked out. No big deal. Welcome to the Balance. We got a lot Balance to the wrap-up. We got a lot to wrap up today. I know we got a big game downtown here in Indianapolis. The L.A. Lakers and Kobe Bryant are visiting at Conseco and are taking on the Pacers. What's going on downtown at Conseco tonight, Mr. $2 Bill Josh?
Well, tonight the Indiana Pacers are taking on the L.A. Lakers. Actually just tipped off. Looking for a sweep of the defending NBA champions. This should be a test of the Pacers' resolve as they are entering off two disappointing blowout losses in their last two games. Unfortunately for the Indiana Pacers, Danny Granger may play, but he's not a complete help. But that is the second biggest game in the NBA tonight. Since I am the NBA expert, I thought I'd bring you guys some information about the biggest game.
What's the biggest game going on in the NBA, Mr. $2 Bill Josh?
Well, Tom, this is a bit of a retro rewind that hasn't been relevant in any time of this decade. Tonight, the Boston Celtics take on the New York Knicks.
Oh, that is a good game.
It should be a classic. Both teams enter with winning streaks of at least 8 games. It's only the 4th time since 1970 that that's occurred in the NBA. And it's going to be the Boston Celtics in their number one defense and the New York Knicks in their league-wide number 3 offense. Should be a classic.
It should be a great game. The Knicks and the Celtics tonight, that's always a good game. Josh, what happened with the Penguins last night?
Well, unfortunately, we lost 3-2 to the Flyers last night, ending our 12-game winning streak. And Andy, first, the best record in the NHL to the Philadelphia Flyers. By the way, the 76ers beat the Nets last night. Wow, what a day for Philly, huh?
Yeah, good day for Philly. I'm going to tell you that. Well, I'll tell you what, Josh, real quickly here. I know we got a couple things to wrap up, but I want to make sure that we throw in the fact, and we'll get into more detail about it on Saturday. But the Colts and Jacksonville do battle. They both control their own destinies. I tell you what, Jacksonville comes in at 8-5. We come in at 7-6. And we're 5-2. I mean, 4-2 at home, and Jacksonville is 3-3 on the road. So should be a good game. We've got to win out, and Jacksonville, we almost have to win the division there. And I don't know if that's going to happen, but I know the Colts aren't going to give up until the fat lady sings. She might be warming up her vocal cords right now, but she sure as heck isn't singing. Josh, what are your thoughts on the Jags and the Colts coming up on Sunday?
Well, Colts fans, I have some great news for you. Tom might not even be aware of this, although I think he probably is. Clint Session, Kelvin Hayden, Austin Colley, and Joseph Addai all look ready to go. So the Colts are going to be playing with as close to a full arsenal as they can with all the injuries they have.
Well, that's fantastic news for Colt fans, and hopefully not so much good news for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Josh, what else is going on around the world of sports today?
Well, the New York Jets suspended Coach Alozi indefinitely after getting new information today that he ordered 5 players to make a wall before he tripped Miami's Nolan Carroll on Sunday.
Oh, wow. See, I had not – oh, I'm sorry, Josh. I had not heard that. And like I said in yesterday's wrap-up, and I will definitely get into more of this on Saturday on The Balance – that guy needs to be terminated. But go ahead, Josh. The floor is all yours.
There is a report that Roger Goodell is considering banning him from ever coaching in the NFL ever again. And Mark Emmert, NCAA president, has said if that occurs, the NCAA will follow suit. So for a stupid prank, he may lose his career.
And I tell you what, he deserves to. And we'll, like I said, we'll get more into that on the balance on Saturday. But that was just totally uncalled for. It was a situation that didn't need to happen. And you know, I think he's got everything that's coming. I think an apology is far from what needs to happen there. Hey, guys, you're here on The Wrap-Up. We're a production of The Balance. Our flagship show, it can be heard every Saturday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. You can catch all of our shows on iTunes. Make sure you guys are going to iTunes and downloading and putting them on your podcast to listen throughout the day. And also on our website, www.thebalanceonline.com. Just go on there, open up the website, and the most recent show will start playing, and then there's a menu there if you want to go to some other shows. Of course, $2 Bill Josh's blog's on there, and so a lot of different other exciting changes that we have there that's going on right there on the Balance website, www.thebalanceonline.com. So we got the Lakers and the Pacers coming in town tonight. What are the chances that Colby is going to come in and really dominate, or do you think that this road trip's going to be a struggle for him? What do you think is going to happen in tonight's game when the Pacers do battle against the Lakers? Like you said, they just tipped off. What are the keys to the game on this game, Josh? What do the Pacers have to do? What do the Lakers have to do? And who's going to come out on top?
Well, the Lakers have to be the Lakers. As long as they play like the L.A. Lakers, they're pretty much unbeatable. It's when they start goofing off, they have problems. We got to get my boy Tyler Hansbrough off the bench. I don't understand this at all. Coach O'Brien's not going to play him, and Larry Bird needs to make a change. It's the whole Jalen Rose situation all over again.
Okay.
Those of you who don't remember, Jalen Rose turned out to be a heck of a player, and Larry Brown, for whatever reason, kept him buried on the bench.
Mm-hmm. Well, go ahead, Josh.
Another key is turnovers. We got to take care of the ball. We got to score more than 14 points in the first quarter.
I agree. And I think that I've always said that the Pacers need to get to the line more. They need to be able to hit their threes and their outside shots more. And it's always fun to see Ron Artest come back to Indianapolis. Of course, we know that he has some relationship that's actually playing here in Indianapolis, and we're going to really get into some more coverage with that as the new ABA team, the Indianapolis Drive. But what are your thoughts on Mr. Ron Artest playing at Conseco again there, Josh?
I may be the only Pacer fan who thinks this, but he needs to start playing there regularly, meaning he needs to be back in blue and gold. We need somebody. We need Ron Artest or somebody equivalent to come play defense. We got Brandon Rush, but Danny Granger apparently is allergic to defense.
Well, I tell you what, when Ron Artest was here, he definitely knew how to rebound, and he definitely knew how to get inside the paint there and fight for the ball. The problem is he didn't leave the fighting on the court. He definitely took it off the court on more than one occasion. Obviously, the most famous is the brawl there in Detroit. And I think everybody that's a Pacer fan remembers watching that, and that was the start of the end. But hopefully we're here at the start of the beginning, and hopefully all of that's behind us. But it's always interesting to see an icon like that come back to Indianapolis, especially in the ways that he had developed. Real quickly, we got just a couple minutes left here on the wrap-up. Josh, what's going on in the NHL today? What else is going on around the NHL? And what are the teams that we've got to be looking at the NHL this season and today and tonight?
There's not really much going on in the NHL tonight, but I do want to get into college basketball. I don't know how many of you watched college basketball last night. Wow, was it a crazy night.
Yeah, what happened with the Louisville-Drexler game? Didn't see that
Drexler
one coming.
Drexel upset Louisville 52-46. Drexel's for real. Oakland upset number 7, Tennessee 89-82. Number 25, Texas beat North Florida 70-48. Cincinnati improved to 8-0 at home by beating Georgia Southern 99-54, although nobody knows that the Bearcats are for real because they haven't played anybody. But tonight's college basketball schedule has number 2, Ohio State Buckeyes, taking on Florida Gulf Coast. That game's in action. Thad Matta from Butler is coach at Ohio State. Number 9, Baylor takes on Bethune Cookman at 8 p.m. Baylor has my boys, Scott Drew from Indiana. Both those teams are undefeated. Number 20, Minnesota takes on Akron at 8:30. And number 22, UNLV takes on UC Santa Barbara at 10, looking to rebound from Saturday's loss to Louisville. Their only loss of the season to date.
Well, sounds like there's a lot of college basketball games going on. And like I said, you can keep updated right here on The Balance. Go to thebalanceonline.com and also our Facebook. Search The Balance and Twitter. And you can also send us an email at any time. But for up-to-date scores, go to thebalanceonline.com or on Facebook. We've got about 20 more seconds. Josh, real quickly, take us out.
Look for the Indiana Pacers to shock everybody tonight and knock off the L.A. Lakers.
Okay. Well, we'll look for that to happen. Josh, thanks for joining us on a delayed episode of the balance. Of the wrap up here, and we will see you tomorrow.
Well, when you ask say, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
Oh, son of a gun. You thought I was gonna say son of a didn't you?
That's all, folks.